When fire crews arrived, the adults were not in that building, and Chief Randall may have more information on that, but I don't have that information. There were no adults in the building when fire crews arrived.
Yeah, so this is Chief Jenny Craner, fire chief for Pensacola Fire, yesterday talking at the press conference with Mayor Reeves, and I'm still fuzzy on some of these details because I thought the early reports was that there was an adult transported in this horrible fire that took the life of one child and sent two more to the hospital in very serious condition, that we're still, you know, praying for them and hoping that they turn out okay, obviously. Mayor Reeves joins us, as he does every Wednesday at about this time. D.C. Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Absolutely, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Hey, good to have you. Is there, and look, I know there's an ongoing investigation, and I know you may not be able to say a lot because of that. I get that. But is there anything that you can tell us either about this structure that I guess wasn't the main home? Were there no adults, you know, age of the kids? I mean, am I young kids, older kids? Any of this you can clarify for us?
Yeah, I mean, all we can confirm at this point as said yesterday, you know, open investigation, you know, makes us certainly overly sensitive to you know, divulging a lot of details. But, okay. You know, we can confirm it was children, you know, and we can't confirm, you know, ages necessarily at this point.
Okay.
And that, yes, you know, it was this structure that set fire was in essence an outbuilding, there's a main home on the property as well. But, yeah, outside of that, you know, I'm kind of just leaving it, you know, it's still under investigation. You know, both our police department and fire department working with their partners to continue to look into, you know, the details of what happened here further.
Well, I will, you know, certainly respect the fact that you have to protect, you know, anything that might come out of this, but that sure sounds fishy to me. I mean, in terms of the whole setup, I know you probably can't say any more, but seems like there's a lot more to be said here about what was going on and what wasn't going on and why they were in that building and why, you know, all of it. So, all right, we'll look forward to finding more out. You also met this past week with the owners of Now Club Climax and sent them this letter. And it seemed from Tuesday's meeting like you were encouraged by the results of that meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the first most important thing to me coming out of that meeting, the outcome being that these were owners that cared about the same thing we cared about, you know, not to say, you know, not to be defiant in our higher expectation of working with our police department, but to be collaborative, and they are. So I really want to give them credit for that. But, you know, at the same time, you know, at the end of the day, I had to say, like, we can't do this again. We can't be in this meeting again about another homicide around the building. And so, you know, that's the duty of our police department. That's the duty of ownership. You know, ownership doesn't always end when the door closes in the building, you know, and I kind of made that point with all of the folks in the meeting. I said, I don't own the building. I don't own the property. And we're all here right now. Right. So we all have to take some ownership and, you know, and so we'll continue to monitor and see how this relationship grows. You know, we've set some expectations of communication. And, you know, for folks that have said and emailed and called and 100% understand their frustration, saying, you know, why don't you shut this business down? You know, that's not really something. There's a lot of complexity to that. It's not right. As easy as that. A city council or a mayor's office can't just go around and start closing businesses on preference. And not that there isn't, you know, certainly a very, very deep concern here, but it's not that simple. But, you know, we've set our expectations with them. We expect to see this relationship strengthen, and we expect to not have another meeting like this.
And you said something yesterday that I thought people might not realize, this what you call a SEPTED, which is the crime prevention through environmental design, or in layman's terms, the thinking about how buildings and parking lots and security are designed in order to discourage or thwart crime through design, that the police, Pensacola police, have conducted this SEPTED evaluation. And that's something that you don't have to wait until you have homicides on or near your property in order to get PPD to do this, right? This is meant to be preventative, and anybody can take advantage of it.
That's right. Any business, and actually individuals can as well. Really professionals coming into your structure and saying, you know, here's an opportunity for someone to enter. Here's an opportunity, you know, I mean, looking at all from police to fire, you know, police, you know, how they would enter or exit a building, fire, how they'd enter and exit a building. And as I told the media yesterday, obviously that report for this location and any report is not subject to public record because you don't want the public having access to saying, here's one of the weaknesses of entering or exiting a building. So,
right.
But we have asked that, we have requested that the owners do that, and they complied immediately, and that CEPTED test at Club Climax has already taken place, so we're just waiting on that report. But yeah, absolutely, that is something. And honestly, I didn't know that before I became mayor. I had four businesses at four different structures. That would have certainly been something I would have taken advantage of. Yeah.
Right, right. Which is, I thought that was fascinating too. Even I, you know, how many years have I been talking every week to Mike Wood at PPD, and I wasn't aware of that. Or maybe he mentioned sometime in the past, and I didn't ask the right question or whatever. But I thought, oh well, that's right. A great resource. Sure. Because, you know, like you said, you own four businesses and didn't know this. So, you know, let's make this more aware for people.
Right.
We're talking to D.C. Reeves, the mayor of Pensacola. Mayor, hang on for just a second. Let's get Candy in here with Traffic on the Fives.
All right. A few accidents to watch out for. I've been talking about the, thank you, D.C., about the one at the mill. This is north of Muskogee on 29. It's right that the accident is right there, but it has it down to one lane, southbound 29. Again, that is north of the paper mill. 98 and Tallow Tree Drive, which is on 98 right between Lillian and Blue Angel. Crash with a roadblock. Drive with caution. It looks like that is backed up in that area. Another accident at McCarroll Road and Eleanor Court and Four Homes Drive. A hit-and-run crash. Looks like that has been moved out of the way. And then another thing in Milton, exit 26. It looks like I-10 exit 26 at Garson Street in Milton, showing an accident. There was a roadblock earlier. It looks like that may be clear, certainly if you know different, or if you have any traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. And by the way, I got a text in from somebody to remind me that security surveys like this are also offered by other agencies. I'm sure Santa Rosa does it. Escambia Sheriff's Office does it. So it's not only for people who live in the city, but anybody can take advantage of that. I'm talking to D.C. Reeves, Mayor of Pensacola. Mr. Mayor, we got kind of a concerning note earlier this week that the Malcolm Young Gym was going to be taken offline due to some safety structural non-repair concerns.
Yeah, we just announced that yesterday afternoon, and working with Lighthouse Christian, who's actually has a lease on the building right now, the nearby school. And, you know, we had some concerns as we start to evaluate, attempt to maintain the things that we have. We have some concerns about its age. You know, we had asked the tenant to get their own assessment. And while it's not the level of assessment, you know, we need now, they came back and had concerns. We sent our team in and on the cursory had concerns. And that's enough for me. I mean, when you talk about having children in a building, you know, that I do not want children playing basketball or having PE in a building that there's, you know, considerable concerns, especially when we were talking about the roof and ceiling and things like that. So out of abundance of caution, we made the decision yesterday to say, hey, we're going to close this building. We're going to get a more advanced structural assessment and really understand what the condition of this building is. Anybody who's lived in Pensacola knows this is a very old structure. You know, I played basketball league, and then when I was nine, I know it's getting old, and it was an old building then. And so, you know, that, and so we're really taking a look at, you might hear of one or two more of these in the coming days and weeks.
Really?
Of parts or structures that we have that, you know, if they're not safe, you know, I don't want it, on the conscience of the city, that if we know, if we look into it and we feel like that there's some caution that, you know, somebody can get hurt, a child could get hurt, then we just got to make the adult decision to say we're going to shut it down until we know that it's safe. And so you know, I don't want to inconvenience anybody. Certainly don't want to inconvenience the tenant. They were understanding when we talked with them yesterday. So I really appreciate them working with us on that and trying to be helpful. But you know, I would way rather be wrong that something wasn't going to that and something not go wrong than the opposite. And
right.
So this is just where we got to start taking care of the stuff that we've got.
Well, that's the context for me. And if you're saying that there might be other ones getting closed down here shortly because of the same level of concern, this to me falls into a category that you and I've talked about before, which is, you know, it's fun to build a new thing. I mean, it's exciting to ribbon cut and open and show off the shiny new whatever it is, but that's really bad practice if you don't then have the follow-up funding to continually maintain and upkeep and make sure that the thing remains useful and my perspective is that we have a problem sort of across the board in this area, not just Pensacola, but, you know, Escambia, Santa Rosa, we all have this problem where, you know, we build the new thing and then we don't maintain it. And at some point, that's got to catch up with you. And it seems to me like you're making safety judgments because of that problem. Am I reading this the right way?
Yeah, and look, I think it's opened a bigger conversation, you know, in our building about, you know, let's get an assessment of, you know, what's our plan, what's our maintenance schedule for all these, you know. Look, we are unique in that we have 94 parks and 10 community centers, so we're unique in that. That is an amenity for the city and its residents, but we also have 94 parks and 10 community centers that need to be taken care of, and we want them to be a sense of pride, not a, you know, man, look how bad that looks, or I don't feel safe going in there. I mean, and so what's the use of having it? If we're going to do that, I mean, you know, sell off the building if it's not going to be in good shape or people can't safely inhabit it, then so what's the use of having it? So that's where I'm at with it is, you know, it's not fun. Certainly it's more fun to cut a ribbon than it is to maintain, and it's more fun to maintain than it is to close a building.
Right.
I'll tell you that. And so, you know, and you think about cost savings, Andrew. I mean, when it comes down to if we maintain these buildings correctly, it should save us money than if we let them get to a point of no return or very little return.
You mean preventative maintenance is cheaper in the long run? What a crazy concept. Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And you know, I've long advocated for, and I'm sure as a business owner you agree with the idea that, you know, when we buy a thing, like when city council buys a thing, the purchase price ought to come with the maintenance cost, you know? And so we know we're buying $300,000 this year and $15,000 a year for 20 years, you know, like that should be part of the, anyway, but I know you know that. We always like to end with a little bit of the kind of lightning round stuff. So quick question, make a bunch of enemies here. What is the best and the worst potato chip according to Mayor D.C. Reeves?
Ooh, man, yeah, you put me on the spot.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, if we're going flavor, I actually like jalapeno is my
all right.
favorite. But, and, you know, the
respect.
Kettle cook. I think that's my favorite. Non-favorite, unfortunately, I really, one doesn't come to mind. I mean, salt and vinegar cannot do it.
Okay. Cannot do all it. Right. Just, don't like, you know, don't like the tangy feeling of your lip being pinched every time you take a bite. I understand that. When you have a condiment bottle and you're getting ready to pour it, like, let's say, the mustard or the A1 or the ketchup, do you shake the bottle first, or do you just grip it, rip it, let it go?
Well, you know, one thing about me, I don't eat mustard. So ketchup, still, someone told me when I was probably 5 years old that you hit the 57 on the side of the Heinz label with your palm, and it comes out. And that it hasn't failed me in 33 years since that story. So no shake. We just go right after it.
Just go right at it. Okay. And by the way, I'm going to go out on a limb here because that's 0-for-2 for you on the vinegary flavor.
I think
you're,
mayor,
yeah, I think you're tart deficient. You're tart appreciation deficient. We'll just go ahead and leave it out there for you.
Sour candy is fine.
What's that now?
Anything else? No. Said sour candy is fine. Anything else? No.
No, he's talking about like the treat, not our producer.
Well, duh.
DC Reeves. DC Reeves, the mayor of Pensacola, always entertaining, always informative. Great to have you, of course. We'll talk to you again next week. We'll look forward to city council tomorrow night. Thanks so much, sir.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. You